Stu, let's talk about you.
Okay.
We haven't podcasted. Dina. Hello, Stu. We haven't recorded now
in almost 2 years.
A couple of years.
There's a reason for that.
You were busy.
I was, and I was delighted about being busy.
You were rehired at Camel Country 108.
Yes.
After layoffs in 2008.
Yeah, after I got resigned.
Yes.
Copyright.
I got resigned as well.
Yeah, okay.
And so imagine my surprise to hear just
that
about
I got rehired?
3 weeks ago.
Oh,
no,
that I got refired.
That you got re-unhired again.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Anyway, you get my point. Mm-hmm. Really shocking to me.
Thank you.
And what is the story? Is there a story? Can we discuss the story? Is there a story?
Well, it was a nice ride, and they decided they want to go in a different direction.
Oh, that's always the party
you've
line.
You've heard that before,
I
right?
haven't many times,
okay,
although they never bothered to actually say that to me when they're handing me my papers to leave the building.
No, they were very, very nice about it, you know.
Hadn't you just renewed your contract or extended your contract like 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so funny how things change. And I don't mean ha-ha funny.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So now you've got this free time on your hands.
Is that what you call it?
I do, temporarily.
Right. Yeah.
And so have you given any thought to what's next?
I have.
Is it radio related?
Probably not.
Yeah, are you done?
I'm kind of tired of banging my head against the wall.
That's sort of how I feel, too.
Yeah.
After 4 years of being...
I mean, I love radio, and of course I'd do it again, but...
Of course, I mean, you've given your career to it, as did I.
Our mutual friend Jay McCarthy called me up and had a great quote. He said, you know, she only beats you up because she loves you.
That's true. He's not wrong about that. He was our program director at Camel, and we love him.
Yeah.
I was the one who called him to tell him about you no longer being there, and he called you right away because he didn't know.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
would I do that again? Sure. But honestly, I might sell Chevrolets or something.
Sure, you could do something completely different.
Might be doing that.
Yeah,
really? I totally might. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and if you're listening and you're looking for a car, you know, make sure that. Yeah.
Right. Mention your name.
Absolutely.
Give you a call.
Yeah.
Tweet
and
you.
If I end up working for a dealership, then you can definitely come see me and buy a car for me.
Right.
And if I don't, you can come see me and I'll sell you a car anyway.
Right. Because you just want the commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just sell you a car.
I mean, really, there are many other things to do. And I will say that from my own experience of now not working in radio for 4 years, which amazes me to say because I really didn't think this would be the case. I really thought for sure that I would get some other radio job here in town. And I realize now there's a lot to life besides radio, there really is. But it's taken a very long time to get to this point. I mean, I'm just still doing freelance voiceover work, and it's keeping me very, very
You can hear
busy.
Dina all over the place.
I am.
Are you in Dallas?
I'm on in Dallas on the NBC station
Where
there.
Else?
I do some promo work. Occasionally NBC in San Diego. The Fox television station in West Palm Beach is my client. I've just picked up a couple of new e-learning clients for voiceover work. So if you're studying to take your insurance exam or your financial investment advisor exam, I might be the one on the tutorial.
Who knows? I might be doing one of those things, too.
You could do that. I mean, you could do anything you want.
My financial
I knew exactly what you meant.
And what's interesting is I've been doing some freelance voiceover for a long, long time.
A long time.
While I've been back at the other place.
Yes.
And I did one a couple of weeks ago as Albert Einstein explaining how government regulations regulate top secret work.
Wow, I'd like to know that.
It was bizarre.
Fascinating.
Like, whoa, you know.
Yes.
So remember, just because you are dealing with a certain client from another country doesn't mean that you have to use this regulation. I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
So I, A, never tried to do Albert Einstein.
Yes.
And B, the stuff they were talking about.
I can see why.
I want to do this.
Kidding.
I want to do this stuff.
And you can do that. I mean, really, anything you want. But I agree. There's something about radio. The objection that I had was that I'm sure I could have gotten some part-time $10, $12 an hour weekend radio job. And I thought to myself, after 24 years, I'm so tired of continually having to prove myself. I have a track record. I have a work ethic already established and all of these things.
I thought this was supposed to be getting me a job.
Well, but you don't want that job. This is what I'm saying. I came to the conclusion that I don't want that job again. Why should you have to go prove yourself over and over again when you've already done it repeatedly and over decades?
Okay, so the bottom line is if you know something brilliant that I should be doing.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
We've got the Facebook, Big Shoe Stu.
Right.
I guess we'll get Big Shoe Stu and Dina back up there.
Big Shoe Stu and Dina Fox is still active on Facebook.
So we'll use those.
I think we just got a new friend.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Works for me.
Yeah.
And then tweets at Big Shoes Too. You haven't been tweeting, though.
No, I have a Twitter account, but I need to. Okay. I mean, yeah. I need to tweet, and I know that I do. I just don't – I can't spend time on one more thing. You know what I mean? One more social – like, I try to check LinkedIn occasionally. I'm on Facebook just about every day. I just haven't found time to do Twitter, too.
You have to find time for all this
stuff. I can't make time for all of this.
I'm telling you. There's
been a six-month kitchen remodel and moving my dad out here from Florida, and I just do not have time to tweet.
Okay, so moving on for just a second. So bottom line is, if you know something, you know, hey, let us know.
That's right.
But back to your kitchen remodel. This is the kitchen, the bathroom. What else?
Well, the kitchen, the bathroom, because one turned into another. And then we were already going to do windows this year because of noise and noise reduction and energy efficiency were important. And it turns
out. Thank goodness Dina won the lottery.
It hadn't happened that way.
Was it 40 million or 50 million?
Well, I wish. That would really mean I don't have to work, which is not the case. But the kitchen remodel was an unplanned leak under the sink that the insurance company pretty well handled. So that was good. And then, but it took 6 months. It took 6 months.
Okay. We're going to play a game called Name That Subcontractor.
Maybe next time. I think we're out of time today,
15 seconds. I want you to start. Ready? You're going to start naming the subcontractors.
It takes 25 people to make a kitchen.
I want to hear 25 names in 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Tanner First Materials, names. Mike at Tanner, Jim, Pablo, and then Steve the Drywaller, and Mark the Plumber, and Donnie the Electrician. I'm stuck now. There's Tyler's. I got Carlos and somebody else who did the tile work. Let me think who else.
Time's up.
Oh,
sorry,
wait,
you didn't
don't forget
all
about Jose the painter and his two sons.
Like us on Facebook, Big Shoes Stew or Big Shoes Stew and Dina Fox. And we will talk to you again real soon.
Right.